The other one, I was in the seventh grade. And I hold a record, I'm sure. It's not documented, but I know I hold the record of serving masses at St. Mary's. Nobody ever served more masses than I did at St. Mary's. I was still serving mass when I had Dan and Mike. We'd go up in Father Sarsfield that needed somebody, and we'll do it. But I used to do it all the time. And Father Barry, infamous name now, but he used to get me to serve a funeral. It was 10 o'clock. He got out of school. Sixth grade. So I wouldn't want to go back to school. He'd say to me, "You're going back to school?" "Well, I don't know, Father. Let's take a ride." And he took me up to Elk Park. Up on a dirt road. And he started to try to molest me. He was in the car. Just give me a second, okay? He was trying to molest me, and I didn't know what to do. And he took my hand and he put it down on his crotch, and he had his pants open, and I hit the panic switch. I just absolutely went berserk. It was pouring rain outside. And to this day, all I can hear is that rain, because I knew, where am I going? I don't even know where I'm at. We're on a dirt road up in someplace, and I don't even know where I'm at, and it's pouring rain, and I can't go anywhere. I just can't go anywhere. What am I going to? I just started screaming, crying, and he panicked. And he got really angry with me and took me home, and all the way home, "You mention this to a soul, you're going to be in more trouble than you've ever been. And you hear me?" "Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father." What I think people, and I don't know, are you Catholic?
No.
You Catholic? Yes, sir. I don't, people who didn't grow up in that strict pre-Vatican II Catholicism have very little idea of what it was like. People say to me, I mean, people that are psychologists, you know, "Well, didn't you tell anybody?" Oh, no, of course I didn't. I wouldn't have mentioned that to a human. There's no way I could tell. "Didn't you tell your mom?" I wouldn't tell my mom. Tell my mom that? So I lived with it, and unknown to me, I think it was seething inside of me, and still is. I have absolutely nothing to say good about the Catholic Church. I like the religion. Because it brings more memories to me. My grandpa lighting candles and my dad teaching me prayers. But the structure, people just don't ever, I don't think people, unless they've been in that situation, can relate to how it affects a person. Mm-hmm. But I didn't go off the deep end. I mean, I didn't start doing drugs and trying to bury it, and it's just sort of, I put it back in a vault someplace. And it never ever came out until I started teaching school. And there were a few incidents of people, this is the early 70s now, of abusing children in school, young girls. I was out at the East Junior High, and there were a couple of teachers there that should not have been. And that sort of resurrected things, you know? And I would say this, and it sounds very trite, but I don't mean it to be trite, that my education allowed me to look at that stuff and keep it in perspective and say, you know, those are things that you have to deal with. Not, I can't jump on some bandwagon and have somebody give me $8,000 as, you know, compensation. What's that going to do for me? You give me a fistful of money and I'm supposed to forget it all? No, that doesn't work. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that. So I never did. I never turned in Father Barry. I'm going to do that.